Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4719.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would say my grandfather. He was a real good family man, and he raised his kids the right way and taught them how to be gentlemen and things like that, and that in turn was passed on to me through my dad. And I think that's something that's becoming more rare and rare these days, that especially dads or fathers take the time to, you know, discipline their kids, but also just teach them the right way to do things. And that had a big influence on me, hearing the way about how he raised them, and then kind of seeing that come through my dad. And he was just a really awesome guy to be around. He was one of the funniest people. I mean, he would just walk in the room and light it up, and everybody would just, like, hang on every word that he said, you know. And so I like to think that I got some of those qualities passed down, but he was just a really a good man, a good family man, and worked hard and took care of every, you know, his family and his wife, and basically treated my grandmother like the queen of the world. And that's something that is being lost more and more these days. So that's something I do try to remember and do myself as well, you know.
What do you aspire to be?
You know, rock star, pro athlete, like every kid wants to do, you know. I would say, you know, a lot of those, the crazy dreamer aspirations. I'll say I'm old enough to know that everybody doesn't grow up to be rock stars and movie stars and all that. But I do have a big musical influence in me, and that's something that I'll never ever, you know, give up on or quit doing. Is I'll keep, you know, playing guitar and learning new instruments and writing songs and things like that. And so, if it ever turns out to be anything, that'd be great. If it doesn't, it's just something that I'm going to continue to do, because it's a big part of my personality and who I am. So that would be awesome, but, you know, it really doesn't matter, as, you know, as long as I know I'm doing something that's good and I'm you know, just, you know, doing the right thing, and, it, you know, all that stuff's going to fall into place if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Being a good person, basically. So,
how would you describe yourself as a human being?
I'd say I'm a pretty happy guy. I'm a pretty funny guy. Most people tell me I have a really good sense of humor. But I would say I'm more on the witty side than the just silly, slapstick humor kind of thing. But, I don't know. I'm pretty athletic. I like doing outdoor stuff. I like sports, playing sports, watching them, going camping, taking the dogs out. Pretty easygoing guy as far as most things go, but the things that are important to me, I'm extremely passionate about and very firm about. So I would say somewhere a blend of all those things.
Okay. What type of things make you happy?
Animals, kids, laughter, you know, your typical things that make most people smile. I'm pretty susceptible to those.
What types of things make you sad?
I don't dwell on being sad a lot. I mean, it happens as part of life. You know, you deal with it and you move on. So I'm not somebody who's just thinks about being sad a lot. If something happens, I try to, you know, deal with it and make a decision and move on with it. And, you know, sometimes it takes longer than others to get over things or whatever, but I'm definitely more on the happy side of where I keep myself, like, in my head and things like that.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I would say that I grew up in a very humble background. I grew up in kind of in the country where there weren't a lot of other people around and things like that. So I have a great appreciation for nature and animals and plants and things like that. But it also definitely had a huge part in me being creative because I didn't have a lot of toys or other things or Nintendos and things like that to give you the stimulation. You had to create your own. So, you know, I would take like an old refrigerator box and then that would, you know, be like a spaceship or something, and I'd play with a box all day, you know. And so I definitely know that that allowed me to be a very creative young kid, which that definitely shaped who I am. I mean, that's one of my biggest attributes is just being able to make something out of nothing. And that has been a very good skill to have even as a kid, but then also as an adult and growing up and things like that. It makes you very adaptable to situations. So I can pretty much handle it no matter like what situation I'm in or where you put me. But also, I definitely came from a very loving household where my mom was like with us all the time. I mean, that was her job. She was the mom. She took care of us. And so I definitely learned a lot of love when I was a kid, and that has continued. And that's a big part of what I do in my personal life and with also career life or whatever is if you don't have any love with what you're doing, you're going to hate it and it's not going to work out. So that's something that I think is very important, whether it's a relationship or a career or anything that you're doing. If you don't have that, then you don't have anything.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Well, there's a whole lot of those. I think it all boils down to is, you know, old school golden rule kind of stuff, which what I learned in kindergarten, which was, you know, treat others the same way you want to be treated, however you say that. Any lesson or manners or courtesy or whatever you want to call it, behavior, it all boils down to that. I mean, if you're doing stuff to other people that you would hate for them to do to you or have somebody else to do to you, then don't do it. That's basically it. If you wouldn't want somebody to talk to you the way you're talking to somebody, then you shouldn't be talking to them that way. And that's where I stand.
Okay. What quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
Definitely my musical abilities, interest, love, whatever you want to call it. Even as a kid, I remember really being into listening to music and stuff. Now, the flip side of that is the least part I like. The qualities that I had in me that I didn't like, I've already squashed and got rid of most of those, you know, dealing with those growing up and going off on my own and learning my way in the world. So I would say if I had to pick something that I'm working on right now, it would be to learn more patience.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Well, I hit on this earlier, basically, again, about, you know, the love and the, you know, treating your family as the most important thing, and then being a man is treating your wife or your woman or the mother of your kids, whatever you have, like she's the queen, because she is. I mean, and that's something that's a three generations of what I've been told, you know, from my grandfather, my father, my uncles, all that is that's the way that men are supposed to act.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Well, it really doesn't matter what we do. We like to get together and barbecue and kind of just, you know, gather around the kitchen and have, you know, good meals and play with the kids and things like that. It's always fun to just be around them. It really doesn't matter where we are. We don't have to go somewhere special or, you know, be at Disney World to have a good time. And we can just be standing around the kitchen just telling stories about, you know, our family and the things we've done, the adventures we've had, and so that one, it really doesn't matter. I mean, as soon as we get together, the laughs start rolling, and they just don't stop until we're done.
Okay. Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I was a sports nut when I was a kid. I mean, I kind of still am. I mean, I played soccer and tennis and just about every sport I could get my hands on. I was always just running around. So other than that, I really just kind of like being outside and exploring, walking around in the trees and nature, and running around with my dog, and had a lot of a lot of good fun doing that.
What is your favorite book, and what type of books do you enjoy, and do you have a favorite literary character?
Favorite book of all time is The Giving Tree by Shel Silverstein, which is a book for 10-year-olds probably, but I read it when I was about 5. And I remember the lesson from the book was, well, it's about being generous and giving instead of taking. And that's a, I don't think most people know that lesson still. Most adults have no idea what that means. And so that's something that stuck with me for a long time. Other than just, I really enjoy Shel Silverstein, The Where the Sidewalk Ends. That was a great book that, meant a lot to me when I was a young man growing up. But yeah, I would say I would stick with The Giving Tree.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I'm a college football guy. I watch pro stuff too, but those guys are just all about the money, and I like watching people who play the sport because they love the sport. So that would still be my number one. I mean, I'll watch a little bit of NBA basketball. I've got a favorite team that I've been a fan of since I was a little kid. But nothing just beats the craziness and the mayhem and the just fanatical fans that are at college games, and you go to, especially if you go to a game and you get in the stadium and you're in that environment. I mean, it's just, it's like being at a rock concert, if you go to a good one. So that's, to me, that's a lot of fun.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
I would say I do the kind of typical stuff, play golf. Well, I like to barbecue a lot. I'm a pretty avid outdoor cook. I can burn minute rice in the kitchen, but I can basically make anything in the world on the grill better than most restaurants can. So, I stand pretty firm with my barbecue abilities. But I also just kind of like to hang out in the yard. Just do things where you can converse with some friends, catch up, play some horseshoes or washers or things like that. And I'm doing a lot of home repair right now, so I haven't had a lot of time for hobbies. But I do a lot of handyman stuff. I'm pretty handy with household chores and fixer-upper kind of stuff. So that's really what I've been doing more of than playing the golf and doing fun stuff. So I'm trying to get a little mixture of both right now.
Are you a creative person? And if so, how do you express your creativity?
Oh yes. Traditionally, I am a songwriter by nature. So I write lyrics and then I put music to it and things like that. I did get into painting for a little while.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know is the right thing to do.
I remember one time in I remember one time in high school. Long story short was there was a fellow student of mine who was basically they were going to kick him out of school, and well, they were going to keep him from graduating because he spoke out against something that was going on at the school that he didn't think was right. He spoke out on behalf of another student who was being bullied by other people, and the school threatened. Well, they basically told him that they were going to kick him out and that he wouldn't graduate because they didn't think that it was any of his business. And that he should just mind his own business or whatever. And when I found out that they were going to keep him from graduating in his senior year because he was trying to stand up for another person, I basically got together with several friends of mine and we orchestrated a walkout. And we got 400 kids to stand up in the middle of the day and walk out of the school and stand in the parking lot. Despite all the teachers and security guards telling us to get back in, and because we knew we were doing the right thing. And then they dismissed us for that day, and we came back the next day, and sure enough, the school had issued an apology and got the guy back in and let him graduate, and everybody went on their merry way, happy. But it was definitely something I was scared of getting in a lot of trouble for doing, but I knew it was the right thing, so I did it anyway, and everything worked out. And I think that's a lesson that I've learned to it's mostly true. If you know that you're doing the right thing, it's okay to stand up and put yourself out there, because it's gonna work out. You know, as long as you're doing what you know and you believe is truly right.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Dunk a basketball, that'd be awesome. Win the 100-meter sprint in the Olympics. Mostly just physical things that, unless you are just ridiculously Olympically built, are not gonna happen. So they're kind of impractical things, but I can pretty much do most of the things that I want to do. I mean, if I had to pick one, I would say like fly like Superman. You know, that would just make getting to work and going places a lot more fun. But really that would probably be it. Just something silly like that.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
That one, I would say anything, basically any scenario where you have a helpless victim or a helpless person or animal or something who's being preyed upon by somebody else, that just disturbs me. So if I see somebody, you know, like kicking a dog or hitting an animal, or you know, in the store jerking their kid around on a harness, and that kind of stuff, there's a better way to handle it. There's always a better way to handle it than getting violent with an animal or a kid or something like that. And it's not something that I would just turn a blind eye to, as far as if I see it, you know, because that's a small person or a small animal who can't defend themselves, who doesn't have the knowledge to speak up for themselves, or to relate that that's not the right way to do it. They need people to stand up for them. And so I'm glad that I've always felt like that. I can be one of those people, and I have been before, and I will continue to be like that.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
I would just say like the biology of how trees and plants and things like that work. Most people don't know anything about it, and until you really make yourself research it and learn about it, it's pretty amazing that people can do all kinds of terrible things to plants and trees, and we can do everything we can to kill them and tear them up, and they find a way. Nature just kind of finds a way to make it and to move on and to continue, and that's something that I think we as people in society could benefit a lot more from if we took more of an approach, kind of a long haul approach, instead of just trying to get everything done right now, the quickest, fastest way, which is usually not the best way. And it's definitely usually not nature's way either. Nature's way usually takes a lot longer, but it ends up being a lot better. So, definitely, I've just seen some crazy things, as far as those go, and how nature, can grow around a car, and it'll still, a tree can grow over a fence. Like around a metal fence, and then it's part of the tree, and just little things like that. And nature is a very powerful force, and you don't notice it unless you pay attention to it. And so definitely that aspect, that it's just continually growing and constantly changing, makes it very interesting for me.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be and why would you choose this career?
I would have been a coach, like a college football coach, or even a tennis coach.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing in relation to work, family, travel?
I would be sitting on my ranch, having fun with the kids, watching them run through the yard with the dogs, and I'd like to have some of my extended family a little closer. Have them around to be a part of my family. And the raising of them process, and just being together. So that's one thing I would like to do, is just have a place to where and have a home where everybody could get together and be together. Obviously, I would like to do lots of traveling. I like scuba diving and surfing and things like that. So I've been to a few locations where that's a good place to go, because I knew that it would be harder to do once I ended up having the family and children and things like that. But that's something that's, I would still, I would do less often, but it's something that's important every now and again, is to get away and see a different part of the world, and how different culture and different environment, how they work and how they live, and how their lifestyle is, because there's definitely aspects of different cultures from all over the world that you can embrace to make your life better wherever you're at. So definitely seeing the world is still important to me, but it's definitely becoming more family centric, now that I've, been out of school for a while and things like that, and so having a nice home where my parents and my family and brothers and sisters and all that can get together, that's very, very important to me, and will continue to become more important as I get older.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Really just connect. That's what it's more about. So to me, it doesn't matter if I'm on a beach or sitting on the couch or at a restaurant. It doesn't matter. It's about what you put into that romantic evening or that romantic gesture. So as long as you're on the same page with the other person, you can make it as romantic as you want, no matter where you are.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
To be honest with them and be real. That's definitely what is the glue that holds it together.
How did you meet your significant other?
Actually, we met through a friend, without giving away too many details. One of my good friends is brothers married to her friend's is friend or something like that. But basically, we just met through mutual friends. Man, the second I saw her, I knew I was in trouble. We haven't looked back since. So it was a very impactful and very hard-hitting moment for me, because I knew something was going to happen as soon as I went up and talked to her. And here we are years later down the road, still happy as we ever were. So definitely a good meeting between us the first time.
Okay. Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I would say a few reasons. I mean, I actually had a friend who was in the program who told me about it, and was the one that introduced the program to me, and I started looking at it and realizing that you guys help a lot of families out there that are in need, that really want to have a family of their own and for some reason can't. And so that in that aspect, that's awesome. I'd like to do anything I can to, help somebody have a family who wants it really, really bad and just can't do it. I think I'm a good participant in this program. I mean, I have a lot to offer as far as mentality and physicality and things like that. I mean, I think anybody would be lucky to have a kid like I was when I was a young kid growing up, and that they can raise and teach them the way that they want to them to learn. But it really is it's a wonderful thing to help somebody else to do that. And so I'm excited that somebody may get to have a dream of theirs come true, and I had a hand in it. I had something to do with that. So that's really awesome.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I would just like to say thank you for your time. I mean, if you got to this point, you've been listening to me this whole time. I appreciate you sticking it out. I hope it was interesting. I hope I've been able to relay a little bit of my personality through these questions. I mean, I know that's kind of difficult to summarize somebody in a few short sentences. I would just like to say I wish you the best. I hope everything works out. And if this is something you choose to go with, I'm very excited and proud to know that I may have helped you to achieve a goal or a dream that you've wanted. And so I certainly send you my best wishes, and I hope everything Just absolutely works out for the best, and I'm very fortunate and blessed to be a part of that. If that's something that does happen for you, I'll be very fortunate to know that I was able to help out with that.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4719.